From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has completed its U.S. Beef Roadshow in China, a series of marketing events in China's three largest cities. The events were organized in cooperation with the USDA Foreign Ag Service, along with funding support from the Nebraska Beef Council. Each of the events attracted more than 300 Chinese importers. The exporter turnout was also strong, as 20 Federation member companies took part. President Trump offered few specific policy promises to the ag community during his presidential campaign, but one was clear. He pledged to support the renewable fuel standard. But according to AgriPulse, recent actions by his EPA are making members of the renewable fuel industry nervous. In July, EPA proposed to reduce the total 2018 RFS renewable fuel blending requirements below the levels required in 2017. And again, late last month, the agency said it was considering further reductions. Industry groups sent a letter to the president commending his earlier commitment and outlining their worries. The global cotton, wheat, and specialty crop technology lead at Monsanto says gene editing allows for more crop diversity. Dr. Shannon Hoff tells Brownfield the cost of gene editing is considerably less than genetic modification, creating additional pathways for crops other than corn and soybeans, including wheat, which she thinks will be the recipient of a lot of opportunities. And Hoff says the same holds true for fruit and vegetables. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.